Chris Lees, Newcastle, should be very proud. I know he's a close, close friend, friend of your stable and everyone that was there. It was just a great moment for Gary. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. He's an icon in racing, not just in Newcastle. He deserves every recognition he's getting now.
Yeah, for sure. And he said, "I'm 70, but that doesn't matter because I still love doing the form. It's nothing like getting when the fields come out, you do the form." He's lost none of the buzz and excitement, and he'll be there today doing Newcastle races. So well done to him. Righto, have you had any rain up there yet?
Oh, I wouldn't call it rain, just a few little spits, but not really.
Okay.
This filly in the first fall on a star, Chris. She mightn't have be as switched on as a few here, but boy, gee, I reckon she's got a touch of quality about her.
Yeah, she has, Ron. Look, she may never race in a 1,000-metre race again. When she parades, she looks more
a
three-year-old type, as you would have seen when she did parade. But she has got a bit of quality, and if they're stopping, she'll be very strong late.
Graf, third up, 1,200. That's his advantage today.
I think so. Now the track's just taking the edge off it. He's got that couple of runs under his belt. Each run, I feel he's been looking for that little extra ground. I think he's come back in terrific order. Nice gate. I can't see him not running very well.
You'd be liking this rain here this morning. Jem Song's okay in it. He lost no admirers last week.
No, look, he flew the lids and just got caught in a position he probably didn't need to be in. He's bounced out of it quite well. Wasn't a real taxing run. The draw gives him the opportunity to get covered up and lightweight. I think he'll run very well.
And then the Metrop, Big Duke will love a bit of rain around now. 54 kilos second up. I thought he went nicely first up.
Yeah, he had the best sectionals of the race, Ron, in the Kingston Town. He was strong through the line. Only second up, but he didn't have much of a break off a pretty long preparation last time in. I think he's in really good order and expecting to run well.
And you've also got this mare, Attention Run. Some very good judges want to tip her strongly today.
Yeah, well, she's showing no signs of coming to the end of a pretty long preparation. She was very good in the Newcastle Cup. She worked till she probably got to the back straight. And they were going at track record time. And she was still there at the finish, wasn't beaten far. She seems to be in good order, providing she get the right type of run forward of midfield. Game with that lightweight, she's got every chance of being in the finish.
Yeah. And you finish with this lovely mare, Miss Fabulous. So we know she's had a little setback. A little bit of rain will just slow a few of these speedsters down. She's a rough hope of swooping here.
She is. She's going to be reliant now on tempo. We'll be riding a very conservative. The whole team's put a lot of work into getting it to relax again. We feel we're winning the battle, but still a bit to go. So I won't be changing that pattern from dropping her out early from a wide gate. If it means giving away too big a start, so be it today. But as you said, if they're stopping, if the tracks are starting to wear, and I can't see her not being strong through the line. So I can see her hitting the line, but just depending on how fast they go front.
Yeah. We talk all things Eagle now. You've got some nice four-year-olds. Just the fringe dwellers there with your Gem Shongs, your Miss Fabulous, your Grafts, even your Eldorado Dreamings. They're all those four-year-olds that could measure up into a start into a Golden Eagle.
Yeah, very much so. And, they've got the luxury. If they're not quite, so we don't think they're Eagle horses, well, there's some other options around too. But at this stage, that's where we're heading. But they'll tell us as we get a bit closer.
And have you had a chance to have a look at this horse, Mustajir?
Yeah, I did. I went down, spent a morning with him on Wednesday. He's quite an imposing type for a European. He's got a bit of a presence. He's got plenty of bone underneath him. He's for an older horse, he's very sound. So he's doing a bit of work later this morning. And I'll go down again Wednesday. Damien Oliver's going to come out and have a ride him. So getting closer, but he looks in good order.
You can buy 25% of him, this week.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, they're selling 25% through Inglis Online Digital on Tuesday, Wednesday. So it'll be interesting to see just who puts their name up there.
Did you see the ad that Inglis put out for In Her Time? You got to run in that.
I did get the first. I got the very first mention there.
Did you get paid for that?
No, I didn't. But it was the quickest in. I tell you something, though, Chris. Now, last night, Peter Brown was there and very fortunate to win the Provincial Horse of the Year last night with In Her Time. He didn't hold back, Chris. He told the room that she's absolutely going, and
she,
don't worry about these horses that are running 32 and change. We've been running quicker than that. He didn't hold back, Chris.
He doesn't lack in any confidence, Peter. I hope he's right. I hope he's right.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing, of course. Barrier trials Tuesday?
She does at Gosford, yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll see you then. Good on you, Chris. We'll see you here later in the day.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.